I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're continuing with a familiar theme in this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Last week, we met with Lieutenant Jennifer Hill, who talked about her work with the Toledo Fire Department. This week, we're exploring the Toledo Firefighters Museum. It's located just 5 minutes from downtown Toledo.
In that six-minute interview, that's pretty short, but we could start and stop, I suppose.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
So that's our tour guide for the day, Robert Swanzel. He's a longtime Toledoan, a retired assistant chief, and he's president of the board at TFM, the Toledo Firefighters Museum. And as he said, there's a lot to see, so he starts right away by introducing me to the Neptune.
And this was Toledo's first fire truck. It took 20 men, 10 on each side, just to pump the water. And they had to hand pull this to the fire. So these were kept like in sheds or barns. And if there was a fire, they'd ring the church bell. The men would respond. This will still pump water. It's a hand pump, hand pulled fire truck from 1837. That's when the city of Toledo began, 1837. And fire department goes back to those first days.
And this isn't the only truck the TFM houses. There's a Silsby horse-drawn steamer dating around 1880. There's a 1927 pumper, a 1936 service ladder truck, a 69 Willys fire jeep, and more. As you can imagine, this museum needs a lot of space to house these vehicles. And that brings us back to the reason the museum was created. You see, the Neptune was originally held in display at the Toledo Zoo.
And we took this fire truck, the Neptune, out of the elephant house, and we moved it into the Museum of Natural History, where our display was. And all of a sudden, things started appearing. People were bringing things to us to display from their attics, their basements, their closets. And one day we were told that we were kind of infringing into areas that they didn't want us in. And we began to look for a new home, and that's how we wound up in this old number historic 18 fire station.
That's right, the TFM was once a firehouse. It was called Old Number 18 Firehouse. It was created in the 1920s and was the very first Toledo firehouse to use motorized fire trucks.
When we closed it, it was because of the need for a larger building. And this building couldn't accommodate all those. So they built a new one. So we took it over as a fire museum.
In a way, Robert was a part of the creation of this new museum. He was actually the house captain of the 18 firehouse when it closed in 1975, so he watched as it was transformed into a museum throughout the years. And this transformation took time. It also took a lot of people. It's something the museum is quite proud of. You can't really escape from it. You can find it as you enter the elevator to view the second story of the museum.
This is the boy that we attribute the elevator to. He would come here in his wheelchair. And we would have to carry him and his chair upstairs. Yeah. And one day he said, wouldn't it be nice if you had an elevator? And that started things going. And this company came forward. We have their plaque on the wall. 1992 is when they donated this.
That's great.
As we enter the second floor of the museum, there's so much to take in, it's shocking. Over 150 years of Toledo firefighting history can be found on this floor. There's an extensive collection of scrapbooks, reference materials, and Toledo Fire Division journals dating back to the 1800s. You can see vintage uniforms, command officers' rooms. There's a safety and learning center that allowed children to actually role-play situations they might encounter if a fire should break out in their home. There's photographs everywhere. Photographs of notable fires, but also of notable firefighters. You can even find pictures of our tour guide, Robert.
I went to Station 7, and that's me.
Ah, there you are.
Yeah, my first boss was Ellsworth Straub. He was a great guy, good teacher.
Yeah.
And I was one of his boys. And I wound up here as a captain, and I had my own boys.
Yeah.
This museum holds so many memories, so many stories, and although not all of them are pleasant to recall, it seems Robert can highlight an underlying theme through all of it. It's the support given by a dedicated community.
We had, of course, a fatal fire here a couple of years ago in Toledo when we lost those two firefighters. They were bringing meals to the, they were coming and cooking meals at the fire station. I get emotional when I think about it because I was a part of that, but people are wonderful.
For Robert, those people could be the firefighters who volunteer their time to work in the Safety and Learning Center. It could be the businesses who offered their services when the museum was first created, or the families who donated their own personal Toledo memorabilia to be displayed at the station. TFM is fully aware that it exists because the people of Toledo exist, and they hope that relationship will not diminish in the years to come.
It is a very historical building. It's part of the city's history. I think more people should come and visit the Fire Museum. It's a fascinating place, really, to visit. And we're always welcoming people to come and pay us a visit.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.